Today on Blue Rock Public Radio's Earth Report, scientists have finally discovered a cure for AIDS, and good news, the pill is a suppository.
There was a third kid napping today at the Blue Rock Daycare Center. Sources say the little guy was pooped.
The Epilepsy Awareness Council has an unproductive brainstorming session.
And a local girl is crazy, but don't worry, she's not hot. All this and more coming up next.
This episode was brought to you by Lucky Brand Condoms, whose poor quality was responsible for our producer's existence. We'd also like to thank Jack Daniel's Brand Whiskey, Alabama's restrictive abortion laws, and the laws against infanticide for similar reasons and in that chronological order.
And by Matheson Brand Cigarettes. Come on, you can quit tomorrow. Do it. Don't be a pussy. You've got your whole life to quit. Why start now? Matheson, for the spineless. For our top story of the hour, following a period of questioning and reflection, adopted State Highway 414 is beginning to suspect that Ravi's Carpet Emporium is not its real father. The now well-traveled roadway has recently become aware of several prominent differences between itself and the local storefront business that donated $20,000 to support its maintenance. Here's the stretch of the highway between mile marker 113 and 162.
Well, we are both made out of cement, so I never really thought about it. But then I noticed that I'm almost 50 miles long, two-dimensional, and I don't boast rock-bottom prices on carpets, rugs, and floor upholstery, unlike my father. If Ravi's Carpet Emporium even is my real father.
The highway says it's eager to learn the truth about its past, and has done its best to keep things in perspective.
At least I'm not Highway 86. His mom, Phi Kappa Delta Sorority, is really odd.
Well, autumn is here, and you all know what that means. The local BDSM leaves are on the ground and just waiting for you to step on them.
Yeah, just trample on me. Walk all over me.
That was an orange maple leaf which requires punishment for sexual release.
Make me crunch! Like the bad little leaf that I am.
Added the leaf.
Stomp on me. Oh yeah, that feels so good. Biodegrade me!
The leaf was last seen ground into the pavement, lying in ecstasy while just drenched in its own leaf juices.
The National Union of Haters held a press conference today denouncing its negative depiction in song lyrics, TV, film, and popular culture in general, calling for more favorable coverage in the future.
Haters Union President Derek Simmons cited hip-hop music as particularly problematic, imploring rappers to stop speaking ill of his members immediately.
We strongly dislike being painted in such an unflattering light.
That's Simmons in his public statement.
Very strongly dislike! No one even likes rap music anyway! It shouldn't even be considered music! You suck! Boo!
Simmons said that his union would continue to hate for the foreseeable future.
And now for weather, we go live to the helicopter with Brian Hitler. No relation.
Well, be sure to bring the umbrellas today, folks. It's going to be a beautiful sunny day, and the outdoor umbrella sale and swap at Hanford Park is on. Should be a lot of fun. For Blue Rock Public Radio's weather and traffic, I'm Brian Hitler. No relation.
In a science update, idiot scientists still haven't cured cancer. Despite decades of research and billions of dollars in funding, not a single one of the millions of scientists who have devoted their entire careers to cancer research have managed to actually cure the disease.
It's pretty goddamn pathetic, if you ask me.
That's 51-year-old baker Jordan Quimby, who has baked thousands of pastries in the time that the collective cancer researching populace has accomplished absolutely nothing.
I mean, How do you fuck up so bad? There. I just cured cancer as many times as those scientists. I didn't need no fancy-ass degree to do it, either.
Retired janitor Arthur Braley echoed Quimby's sentiment.
My son Michael graduated from Harvard Medical School and now heads his own lab conducting research on prostate cancer. I'm so ashamed. He's tried to do one thing for his entire life and he hasn't even done it. I've raised a failure.
So far this year, the American Cancer Society has raised $90 million that will fund continued failure through 2018. In a finding that challenges centuries of conventional wisdom from psychologists, philosophers, and religious authorities, a new study finds the key to long-term meaningful happiness is just to punch yourself in the face once a day, really, really hard.
This is a groundbreaking discovery.
You're hearing researcher Donna Kurtzweiler as she addresses a room full of reporters.
Every struggle, dilemma, personal demon, seemingly unsolvable problem you have in your life could be completely gone with nothing but bliss in its wake. All you have to do is slam your fist into your face every morning when you wake up.
Kurtzweiler explained that according to her research, the curvature and contours of the human fist, coupled with sufficient velocity, syncs perfectly with the frontal lobe to deliver vast quantities of the neurotransmitter dopamine directly to the region of the brain responsible for pleasure and contentedness.
Just try it. Go ahead. Trust me. I'm a scientist.
Ouch.
Ha! Made you punch yourself in the face. Meh.
Kurtzweiler finished the press conference by calling those in attendance a bunch of dorks, openly mocking them for embracing the chance at lasting contentment.
There is no happiness.
Unaware that everybody with a semblance of a normal life experiences no such feelings whatsoever, local moron Richard Dentler is dumb enough to believe that all humans harbor innate insecurity.
Everybody tries to wear the same smile when they're out in public, but the truth is, we all have the same self-doubt inside of us, and it's important to remember that.
That was the hopelessly delusional man talking. He's the only one in his friend group without a six-figure salary and a satisfying marriage.
I bet other people look at me and feel insecure.
The fucking retard went on to reason that although his dead-end job and obesity are certain cause for concern, the issues are no more of a nuisance than those faced by countless other successful, thoroughly content people that he knows.
Whenever I feel self-doubt or wonder if I'm acting cool and if people like me, I remember that everyone else feels the exact same way and is self-conscious of their own behavior.
At press time, just look at him.
And now let's go back to the helicopter for traffic. Brian?
Well, everything is looking pretty good up here, you guys. I-90 looks clear, 45 is wide open, and Mulberry Road is free from traffic. In fact, all the roads are clear, and actually, that's pretty strange. It's all... Wait, where is everyone? There are no cars on the road anywhere. It's completely empty. God! Oh my God, I'm not even getting a signal! Hello? Is anyone down there? What happened? Oh God! Oh God! Where is everybody?
Thanks, Brian.
Saying he supposed he'll just have to suck it up and do it, area dog Cody can't believe he's gonna have to unconditionally love his annoying new owner, Patrick McHenry. The recent adoption, which the incredulous German Shepherd said was in no way his decision, has paired him up with the aggravating 34-year-old systems analyst, a man who Cody claims has no real human friends.
He always rubs my head really hard. Like, clearly way harder than I would find comfortable. And, he smells terrible. I'm pretty sure even humans notice. So you can imagine how I feel.
Sources say McHenry adopted his new best friend for the companionship and company he would offer, saying he was getting a little lonely since his recent breakup with Abby 4 years prior. McHenry and Cody have reportedly been inseparable ever since the adoption, as the 10,000-volt shock collar on Cody's throat prevents him from escaping. Here's McHenry.
Cody and I are an awesome team. He's so great. It's so nice to have a pet just love me for me and not judge me for my weight or personality like everyone else does. We do everything together.
God, he is such a loser. He's not funny. He doesn't have any hobbies. And yesterday, he put peanut butter on his balls and he tried to get me to lick him. I don't even like peanut butter that much.
Despite his reservations, Cody is resigned to the fact that he has no choice but to love his new owner, faults and all. And he remains upbeat about his situation.
On the bright side, I'll be dead in 12 years.
In a bold proclamation made to reporters this morning, NASA Administrator Charles Bolden announced his organization's intentions to put a man on a Mars soundstage by the year 2024. Here's a clip.
Accomplishing a task of this magnitude will be no easy feat. But with the courage to dream big, the persistent ingenuity of the American spirit, and recent technological breakthroughs in CGI animation and digital video editing, we are confident that within 10 years, we'll have planted the first human foot on what looks like Martian soil when televised. In HD, too.
The proposed mission is slated to receive $3.6 billion in federal funding, the majority of which will be allocated to designing, testing, and building a state-of-the-art model spacecraft, capable of appearing as if it were capable of traveling through millions of miles of space to Mars.
In 1969, NASA produced the most widely believed hoax in human history. However, the technological challenges we'll face on our way to fake Mars are a different matter altogether. It'll take some tinkering with a set and the purchase of a few red light bulbs, but I believe we can fake history again.
Auditions for the role of astronaut will be held this coming Thursday at the Little Greek Playhouse in Los Angeles. For more information, contact NASA casting director Jennifer Wilhelm at jwilhelm@nasaentertainment.com. A recent study conducted by sociologists at the University of Southern California has found that the increasing influence of video entertainment has contributed greatly to the widespread false impression that life is interesting.
The data overwhelmingly show that a majority of Americans think that aspects of their lives, such as their careers, families, and romantic relationships, are capable of providing intrigue and captivating stimulation, a misconception brought about by fictional portrayals on the big and small screens.
Lead researcher Marilyn Valencia explained her findings.
We've found that continued exposure to such fabricated situations caused people to forget that reality is actually a mindless procession of dullness, punctuated by only the occasional bits of horror or tragedy that don't really impact anyone besides you anyway. Thank you.
The research found that comedies tended to contribute to the erroneous notion that quirkiness leads to amusement, when it in fact only leads to irritation. Dramas, on the other hand, tended to cause viewers to mistakenly view their life choices as meaningful or exciting. Sports, reality programming, and game shows were also accused of deception, respectively contributing to the misconceptions that victory is satisfying, other people are interesting, and acquiring money is anything more than a hassle.
The authors of the study were quick to point out that while their findings were statistically significant and potentially very influential, the report itself is not particularly engrossing. And anyone not required to read the report should probably refrain from doing so, as it's pretty dry.
The one genre of entertainment the report did not call out was documentaries, which were instead praised as accurately tedious. Well, that's it for our show today. To hear more Earth Report and other programs, go to BlueRockPublicRadio.com.